The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Danny Timpers-Moore, it's always great to have you here on the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Let's have a look at the Celtic Dragons season so far. And I suppose from the coach's perspective, how demanding is the league this time around compared to seasons that we've seen in the past?
I think it's pretty grueling, but I love it. I mean, you'll catch me after playing two games within about 24 hours. So, I mean, that was a tough, tight turnaround. I'm loving that the whole league feels more competitive. It feels like it could be anyone's game on any given day. So I love that. Yeah, and I think that's what we want in our league. We want it to be more competitive. You know, it's better for the fans, it's better for the clubs, better for netball in general.
And there's certainly good partnership on the bench as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I am thoroughly enjoying working with Nat and Kerry and Beth, our physio, although I'm speaking to Beth, our physio, too much at the moment. I'd not worked with Nat prior to this season, but it's going really well. We meet like every week and we talk about what we're going to do in the build-up for the games. And yeah, it just feels that our relationship is good, and she brings a different knowledge to what I have. And I think ultimately the squad is benefiting from that. And the same with Kerry. She has a really good relationship with those athletes, and she's got a very good eye for spotting things that perhaps as coaches, when, you know, you're delivering your session, you don't necessarily pay attention to, and she's able to have like a quiet word or...
This is the Surrey Storm podcast.
Just, yeah, she's great for the team.
If we look at the game so far, you've already played Thunder with obviously Lanise in there, and Rhino's had the L as well as part of that squad as well. So players like that joining our league can only add to the game, really, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's becoming a really attractive league for people to come and join. You know, we've got Gabby in our team, and she is incredible. You know, she's got SSN experience that she's played for 4 years, and, you know, her joining our environment, I know she's not probably been on court as much as we would have or she would have liked at the moment, but she still adds so much just by like sharing her experience of high performance elite environment. And yeah, absolutely. I think the more competitive we can make this league and the more professional it becomes, the more we will attract that higher caliber of athlete, the further afield athlete.
I'd expect Gabby picked up a bit of a knock against Bath, so she'll be on a return to play. But eventually, when we get to see her, her feeding rage now. Wow.
Her feeding rage, her shooting. All good, all good. Her defending. No, of course. Yeah, she did take she's had a bit of a calf strain in the game against Bath. And yeah, she's on a return to play. And we are very excited to have her back on court very soon.
The return of Rachel back as well. Just having somebody like that part of Celtic Dragons setup is a big bonus for everybody involved with the franchise.
100%. She is such an experienced athlete, and she's like cool, calm and collected, and, you know, very happy to sort of share her knowledge within the group. She's just an absolute delight to work with. And, you know, last game we played, she shot 100%, which is also very, very handy. And I think the more that she is with us, the more she can embed herself into that attacking unit, and the girls understand, you know, how and where to feed her and how she can connect in with our other attackers. I'm just excited for all good things to come.
How important really is it at this stage of the season to try and get those early wins as we head into the second half?
Oh, absolutely. It was very, very nice to beat Bath. You know, first time that Dragons have beaten Bath since 2014. We were hoping to beat Sirens last round, and, you know, it just weren't able to push it out over the line, but we would have taken huge learnings from that. And actually, it's really galvanised us as a squad to know that we are in the pursuit of excellence and we're getting close to it. But yeah, look, every time we step onto court, we endeavour to be better than we were last time that we were on court. And I think we are achieving that.
A lot of games to be played until now and the end of the season as well. But has that group of teams around you, which is obviously Mavs, Bath and Rhinos, surprised you?
I don't know if I would say that they've surprised us. Prior to the season starting, I would have pitched us in with those guys anyway. So
yeah.
I think, but we've had to adapt to changes in our initial lineup. And, you know, it's probably been similar for other teams as well. I know that other people have been in similar situations. But I feel like now we're having a bit of consistency in terms of who are the athletes, who's our starting lineup, we're able to then progress our performances. But no, I would have pitched just in and around those guys as well.
And finally, just need to ask you about the new home venue. Looks absolutely fantastic. So what's that like? What's the buzz like in the players with the crowd?
It's unreal. We absolutely adore playing in front of the Green Army. They are, without doubt, the eighth player. You know, hearing them on Monday night, like chanting and really, really getting behind the team is unreal. You know, they all turn up and they've got green on and they've got the dragon's face paint. It's incredible. And I think for us to go from, like, so we've increased the capacity of our venue. We've had three home games, two of which have been a sellout and one was very close to a sellout. We're so delighted that we've got the backing of our Green Army.
Hi, this is Emily Nicol and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Well, the Premier League had finished and congratulations to Oldham, Grangetown and Eagles who finished top of Prem 1, 2 and 3. In Prem 1, Academy finished second, the Downs took second in Prem 2, and Norfolk United finished runners-up in Prem 3.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast's rail.